grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is written in the 7th chapter of the book of Revelation. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and whence have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." He said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night within his temple. And he who sits upon the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. He will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." It has been said that death is the contemporary pornography. It is the one unmentionable subject in polite circles. It is the taboo topic when all else can be talked about. And we have even devised a whole set of not so pious circumlocutions to say he has passed on. He is just asleep. He has gone on. He is just away. He has gone to his reward. And you could go on. There are dozens more. But there's one thing that you can never say. You cannot say he died, even though it could be obvious to everyone there that that's precisely what has happened. The Christian church has never sung the subject of death, neither its cause nor its cure. After all, the Christian faith is centered in one who died and who by his death has destroyed death and brought life and immortality to life through the gospel. And so the Christian church has never shied away from talking about its blessed dead, about those who have gone before us with a sign of faith and are at peace. To remember those who have gone before us, the church observes the Day of All Saints. To remember the saints, great and small, but normally it is a time in a Christian congregation. To remember those from its midst who have been called from the church militant into the church triumphant. The church that knows that it is to remember, as the children of Israel did, how God took them out of Egypt, as they were called on to remember the days of old and how God dealt with his people, as you can even find, remember his servant David. So the church remembers its dead. There are, after all, two New Testament epistles that abound in the subject of where are the blessed dead, the two letters to the church at Thessalonica. And one could hardly read the Revelation of St. John without being met at every turn of the page with the shouts of joy and triumph that are sung before the Lamb by those who have gained the victory of faith. And so one can understand why, as the Christian church developed its worship life, it had a day for all saints. We can trace it to about the year 600. Because in that year, the Pantheon, which had been dedicated in 27 BC and was out of use for a couple of centuries, was converted into a Christian church to the memory of martyrs and saints and those who had gone before. And ever since that rededication of a building, the church has had a day for all saints. And so you and I pause this day to remember the people of God who have gone before with the sign of faith and our chief. You and I are able to confront the question of death and life because we know the cause and cure. There is no mystery why death comes. It isn't just because this machine wears out. It isn't just that we succumb to forces kind of beyond our control, or at least beyond the technology of physicians and all other people in the medical arts. That may all be true, but it's only surface truth. Because we know why death comes. By one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death spread to all men, because all have sinned. But there is a way out of sin and a way out of death. And so St. John can be reminded, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation, who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, who have made them white. These are the ones who have appropriated by the Spirit's grace and power the salvation which God made in his Son. And so he who sits upon the throne shelters them with his abiding presence. And they hunger no more, neither thirst anymore. The sun does not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne is their shepherd, and he guides them to springs of living water, and he wipes away tears from all their eyes. And of course, any seminarian knows the Old Testament root for that are to be found in Isaiah 25, in the great vision of the heavenly banquet, when our Lord will wipe away every tear and every stain caused by sin because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if it is true that we, because of sin, are born a dying, it is also true that we die so that we might live. And for many of us, those two dates are very close together. Because early in life, we died with Christ and were buried with him. And a remarkable blessing was pronounced on us after we had come through the baptismal water. Almighty God, who has begotten you again of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace, and give you the life everlasting. And from that moment on, we are always reminded of the gift of life, that our Lord is the resurrection and the life, that he who believes in him will never die. And we have so many times, not just All Saints Day, when we are reminded that we are being prepared in this life for the life that does not ever end. In fact, if one wants to remember the saints and God's grace and mercy extended to them, to find comfort in their victory and hope for our own, we should not visit cemeteries. Oh, I have nothing against that, if that's your thing. But where do Christian people really remember the dead who have died in the Lord? Not at a grave, but at an altar. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth. We join with the saints who have gone before and with the angels in heaven in praising God, who has redeemed us with the blood of his Son and has marked us for everlasting life. And every time we receive the Blessed Sacrament, we are reminded it is forever. The precious body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith to life everlasting. You and I, as God's people, always live on the threshold of eternity, always being comforted in our sorrow with the great joy of the victory of God's people, so that even at the grave, when we are most burdened with the results and consequences of our sin, we find comfort in Jesus Christ and his resurrection and his resurrection promises to us. Recall the words of the committal. May God the Father, who created this body, may God the Son, who by his blood has redeemed this body together with the soul, may God the Holy Spirit, who by baptism has sanctified this body to be his temple, keep it to the day of the resurrection of all flesh. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, like, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works to follow them. Today we pause to remember God's grace to the whole world, to the whole church, to us, and to those dear to us, whom our Lord has called into his gracious trust, to be reminded that because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, it is not death to die. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.